big reaction from a big Fremantle crowd down here in the room. So they're certainly loving the victory. I've got Matthew Pavlich with me. Matthew, congratulations on the win. What did it take from your side to get up and get over the line in that last quarter?
Realistically, it was a lot of the old guts and determination, as much as that's an old throwaway cliche. I mean, we weren't great with the ball. We turned it over. We didn't defend that well. They had a lot of inside 50s. We didn't have many, so there's a lot of things that we're working so hard on to improve. And you know, unfortunately today we didn't quite get there, but the effort and the attitude and the intensity from the guys was first class, and that really got us the victory.
David Mundy takes a mark inside 50 with under a minute to go. You probably remember back to Geelong last year, had the shot after the siren. Were you confident as he was lining up?
Yeah, it was a bit of deja vu, wasn't there, from last year? It was about similar sort of rounds, I guess, maybe around 20-odd. But David's one of our best kicks in the team, and you know, realistically one of the best kicks in the AFL. I love leading to him, and such a beautiful user. So I had full faith, and off the boot, it looked straight through from my angle. So, yeah, it was a matter of a couple of in-tight clearances after that, and we were able to hang on.
What does this win mean for your season? I mean, it's huge with Hawthorn breathing down your neck and West Coast as well.
Look, I haven't really given it much thought. I think what it means is that when we go to the lengths of effort and attitude and desire, and we tap in there with our willpower, it shows that we can really do anything regardless of how we use the ball or structurally or whatever. But we've still got a lot to work on.
You mentioned that you took a few steps in the right direction tonight. What were the most impressive things, apart from just the work rate that you thought were good?
Well, look, I thought we really tackled strongly. I thought we were able to execute reasonably well inside the 450. You know, we might have only had about 40 inside 50s, but that sort of efficiency of score in there was pretty handy. But really, there's a lot of things we need to continue to work on, and it just goes to show what an AFL season is. It's a marathon. There's ups and downs, and right now we're climbing back to our best footy.
Ross Lyon looked very animated at three-quarter time. What was the message from him there? He looked like he was giving the guys a fair spray.
Oh, no, look, it wasn't a spray. It was more of a measured way defining what we needed to do better, and it was really down to our ball use. It wasn't about anything specific to do with our structures or our hardness or our effort or whatever. It was more about our use coming outside of the defensive 50 and really in our back half and the connection. And that's really been missing for a number of weeks now, and we need to continue to work on that.
You feel like you're on the right path?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, we're training really hard. Like, it's not from I can guarantee our supporters and members, it's not from a lack of trying and a lack of reviewing and a lack of hours spent improving our footy. We're doing everything we can. We're not leaving any stone unturned, because clearly in the position we're in, we understand what that means later in the year and the opportunity that we have.
Was Nat Fyfe playing hurt tonight, and did he have any other injury that he was carrying that may have picked up in the game?
Oh, look, he's been sore for a couple of weeks after the Hawthorn game, but we knew he'd play. I thought he tried really hard, battled away. That's an AFL season. If you want to play every single game, you're going to be sore at some point, so we'll back him in because we know he's such a great young player.
Three goals for you tonight. Really good battle with Alex Rance again after he probably got the wood over you back in round 10.
Yeah, they tried playing on Alex a couple of times now, probably going back to 2012 or so. I was able to hit the scoreboard, which was nice, but just more satisfied with the victory.
And where does this victory rank in terms of wins you've had at Freo?
Oh, not that highly. I'm sure the fans and whatever will be pleased with it, but I think we've had better wins. I think we've had more important wins, and I think we've played a lot better footy than we did tonight. So while we are wrapped to bank the 4 points, as Ross says, we've got a lot to improve on.
Well, thanks for your time, Matthew.
Thanks. Cheers.